May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The Lord said they didn't enter his rest because of disobedience. Then he clears it up the very next verse and says their disobedience was that they didn't believe. Now, what is it they didn't believe? What they didn't believe was the fact that God had already given them the land. It was already done. It was finished. It was an accomplished work. And so they were to enter into the land in a resting position. There were a lot of battles that were to be fought in the land of Canaan, but if you remember what Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, he says, every place that you put the sole of your foot, I have already given it to you. So if you know you already have something, that's a resting place. And then you do battle and you have authority from that position. Not a striving kind of faith or pleading or struggling faith is trying to get something. It's the fact that you've already got it. You just put your foot down so it can be manifested. It's already done. And the Lord says an interesting thing about them. He says, actually, for them, because you see, nothing, because of God's eternal, and he lives in eternity, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. It wasn't that the fall of man and Israel's stuff and all they went through and getting thrown out of Canaan and coming back, that any of that was a surprise to God. As a matter of fact, in the mind and heart of God, the victory in Canaan had already been accomplished before the foundation of the world. And so what he wanted them to do is simply go in and possess what he'd already given them. And we possess what's ours by faith. Now, he talks about our rest, and he talks about it being his rest, because it was his rest, because he's the one who had already done, the victory's already won. He had done it. They just didn't see it yet. But they would see it as they walked in faith, one step at a time. What other finished work was accomplished before the foundation of the world? This Sunday, we're going to start celebrating in a big way the cross. Jesus, Revelation 13:8, was slain before the foundation of the world. He accomplished that, his finished work, on our behalf before the world ever was. And so the moment that we come into Christ, we come in also in a resting position, seated in the heavenly places in Jesus. And everything we face, Jesus has already accomplished it. Every temptation that we face, Jesus has already accomplished victory over that. He defeated that at the cross. Every circumstance and situation we go through, victory's already... Now, we may not know what victory circumstantially is going to look like, but it is his triumph. Paul said, thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ. And so we don't do anything as a believer from a place of striving or pleading or struggling. We do everything from a place of resting. That's where our authority is. That's where we move out in battle from. We exercise faith from a place that it's finished. I'm not asking God to give me victory over fear. I'm thanking him that in Christ, fear has been defeated. And that the Chuck who lived in fear died on the cross 2,000 years ago with Jesus. I'm in him now, seated in heavenly places, and from that resting place, I can say it's done. Faith always is based on it's already done. That was true for them when they came into... They're a prototype. They're a type. They're a metaphor for Christianity. Canaan is a metaphor for victorious Christian living, spirit-filled Christian living, in Christ living. Their victory was already accomplished. They just had to go in and from a resting place on the inside, fight the good fight of faith. Not the good fight for faith, the good fight of faith. You fight from faith, not for faith. And for believers, we were born again into a place of rest. And the language he uses here is they didn't enter into his rest. What is his rest? Well, you see, after he created everything on the seventh day, he was rested because why? Everything was finished. Since it was all accomplished, he rested. he was at rest about Canaan because it was already accomplished. He's at rest about everything we face because Jesus accomplished it on the cross. He said, it is accomplished. It is completed. It is finished. It is perfect. And so we begin the Christian life in a resting position, but he says, but you got to enter into that. The Jews, the Hebrew people didn't, the whole generation missed out on Canaan because they didn't enter into his rest. It's his rest. It's seeing it from his perspective. The enemy's already defeated. So from that place, that's the way he sees it, I can rest in that accomplishment. It's been done. I can rest. A matter of fact, I'm already in a position of rest, so just sit back. That's how you enter in. If you're already someplace, how do you enter in? Go, oh, okay, I'm here. Just sit back and believe. That's the cross. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.